This is Alexa D'Amato, reporting for WLIW-FM from the presidential debate in Philadelphia. Young voters are split about watching the Trump-Harris debate, and new polling by the New York Times and Siena College supports this. Freshman Hope Galloway gave her predictions for the candidates' face-off.
I believe there's going to be a lot of personal attacks involved, which I'm not super excited to hear, but I believe that some maturity will come out of it, and hopefully we'll get some material that's at least a little bit televisable.
Freshman Willow Arnold says the debate falls on her birthday.
I didn't really think about it that hard because it's my birthday, so I kind of don't want that to be ruined. It can ruin any vibe, anything, like when people bring up like politics and stuff like that.
But other students I spoke to say they will be closely watching the Trump-Harris debate to learn more about the candidates' positions on the economy and border security. This is Alexa D'Amato, reporting from the presidential debate in Philadelphia, for WLIW-FM.
This is Michael Dent reporting for WLIW from the presidential debate in Philadelphia. It's not clear how many college students plan to watch the Trump-Harris debate. Take a listen to some Hofstra students on Following Politics.
I just like don't think about politics that much.
I mean, I know what I was taught in like history and stuff, but aside from that, not much.
Politics is not something I've been taught.
That was junior Leilani Foster, freshman Aiden Morrow, and junior Nia Roman. For some perspective on why, here's an educator's view.
There's been a lot of failure in the Board of Ed with high school students who can't read.
Marianne Kallenberg is a professor at Toro College, and she taught in high school for 34 years. Kallenberg's husband, George Fleischer, is retired. He taught high school for 30 years.
Children who are going to school will not understand unless they get a fundamental understanding of reading.
Fleischer and Kallenberg say they'll be watching tomorrow night's debate, along with what they hope will be much of Gen Z. This is Michael Dent, reporting from the presidential debate in Philadelphia for WLIW-FM.